Church's devotional podcast, devoted to bringing you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. Our passage for today is Psalm 19. We'll start in verse 7 and read through verse 10, which says, "The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The rules of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, even much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and drippings of the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is your servant warned, and keeping them there is great reward." I don't say this to draw attention to myself. I just want to set up why we're reading this passage today. I'm fasting sugar for Abide. And before you get too impressed, I'm not like cutting bread or anything with carbs in it. Just anything that the main ingredient is added sugars. Like dessert, sugar in my coffee, pastries, jelly, honey, cookies. I'm a total sweets head, so it's been a sacrifice. But as Pastor Todd and others have talked about, I didn't want to just give it up. I wanted to exchange. So I thought, what's a good passage that I can continue to read and hide in my heart while giving up sweets? And so I settled on this one. David considers the law of the teachings of his relationship with the Lord. And he says it's more valuable than gold, that it is sweeter than honey straight from the comb. It revives him. It brings him joy. It increases his wisdom. It sustains him. This is how God's word and presence moved David, a man you probably remember after God's own heart. Now, if I don't feel that way about God's word, is the problem with Scripture that it doesn't work? Or is it possible that there's something wrong with me? Is it possible that somehow I'm mishandling the word of God in my life? And I think it's fair to say that's the more likely scenario. Some ways that we mishandle the word of God. One, we don't read it. The Bible isn't going to do anything for us if we don't crack it open. We may not always feel like it, but God rewards those who seek him diligently through the pages of his word. Or two, we don't meditate on it. We don't take a breath after reading a verse or a passage to say, "God, what do you want me to take away from this? How does this apply to my life, to my circumstances?" And three, and probably the most damaging, we don't do what it says. The book of James reminds us, don't be merely hearers of the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says, and you will be blessed in your doing. I think we're all guilty of all three of these at various points in our lives, but there is hope. As the book of Lamentations says, God's mercies are new every morning. He doesn't expect perfection from us on this side of heaven. He does, however, expect us to take steps of faith and obedience towards him, trusting him and taking him at his word. So let's plan today, or first thing tomorrow morning, to open our Bibles, to think about what they have to say to us personally, and then to do what God's word says. The psalmist claims that it will be, if I can translate, more uplifting than a cup of coffee, more valuable than a Bitcoin, more helpful than an Apple Watch, and I pray, sweeter than a warm chocolate chip cookie with vanilla ice cream on top. If we really felt that way about the living God speaking to us through his living word, would it be such an effort to roll out of bed in the morning and have our devotional time? God, we thank you for Psalm 19, what it has to say to us about your words, about your teachings, about your good rules. Even just the word rule seems to have a negative connotation to us in 2022. But thank you for Psalm 19 that reminds us that your words give life, that your commandments are good. In keeping them, there is great reward, as it says. So God, as we take steps of faith and obedience towards you by committing to opening the word of God, by spending regular time in your scriptures, God, help us to begin to develop these feelings, that we would truly feel that your word, that your presence is sweeter than honey, is more valuable than gold, knowing that in keeping these things a part of our life, there is great reward. We'll give you all the praise and glory for it. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, thank you for tuning in to another edition of Let's Talk Church Family. You are loved, and be blessed.